The Joyride.
Groot voorreg vir ons vanmiddag om by ons te François Visser, technische directeur van AIC Space Africa. Welcome to the show, François.
Thank you, Nico. It's indeed a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for the invitation.
We love anything that has to do with space here on The Joyride. And of course, you guys have partnered with Swedish company AIC Clyde Space to form a brand new space company in South Africa called AIC Space Africa. Why this specific partnership with South Africa and Sweden?
This partnership actually started a number of years ago. We've had a business relationship with Clyde Space since around 2010. They were in Scotland. Since we produced radio products for CubeSats and marketed them through Clyde Space, we got to know them very well. The Swedish company AIC Microtech then acquired Clyde Space a few years ago, and more recently they acquired a number of other companies as well to take themselves from being a purely a hardware supplier to establishing the internal capability to build complete nanosatellite and microsatellite systems and subsystems. There was a need in the group, there was a gap in the group for engineers that can design radio frequency subsystems, as these are needed in all satellites. That is a skill set that our team could offer. So this is why we created the new company.
And most recently, you have had success in the space communications industry. You spoke about CubeSats, which are these small communication and research satellites. It's quite a big feat coming out of Africa. I want to congratulate you guys on that. But how will this company differ, and what will your main focus be with this new partnership?
AIC Space Africa will serve the radio communications needs of the parent company, AIC Clyde Space, in developing bespoke radio subsystems for all AIC Clyde Space's satellites, as well as standalone subsystems that can be offered to the international market, along with the company's existing comprehensive suite of subsystem products. As we, AIC Space Africa, represent the entire group of companies in Africa, we will also be looking for opportunities to serve the African small satellite market, whether it be in satellite missions or the provision of subsystems for those countries to build their own satellites.
François, for the man on the street, what do these satellites do? So how are they going to change the lives of ordinary Africans and South Africans?
The space industry represents a diverse set of professional disciplines and skills, and it is often a driver for scientific and industrial development. It also helps to stimulate an interest among young people in the STEM disciplines, that's science, technology, engineering, and maths. So we need these skills to be cultivated in order to innovate and create new ideas and products, which ultimately lead to job creation and grows the economy. So I would say that is the impact on the man on the street. We work on many satellites that do Earth observations, so they carry high-resolution cameras to take pictures of the Earth. That is used for anything from weather to agriculture to tracking of ships, what have you. We also do radio communication, so we can access remote regions on the Earth that is not connected to any existing terrestrial network, so that those people can reach the outside world. Asset tracking is also another big thing. There can be sensors on assets on the ground, and their location can be tracked through the satellite, and those locations relate to central hubs. Yeah, and there's many, many more applications, but that's just to mention a few.
So in your mind, how important is space research and the establishment of a space industry on the African continent?
I think the establishment of a space industry on the African continent, as I said earlier, is most important for developing skills and for job creation and ultimately to grow the economy. Space is important in all sorts of terrestrial applications. It helps companies to solve problems that they can't solve with terrestrial solutions. Quite often it's cheaper to do it from space than to develop a terrestrial system to solve that problem. So we've got all sorts of problems to solve, like monitoring agriculture, soil moisture, water quality, urban development, the weather, location of assets, and so forth. Every country in in Africa as the need to solve those problems.
And with that in mind, tonight we know that there's going to be a historic event happening. The Inspiration 4 crew will be the first civilian crew to orbit Earth, from commander right through to the rest of the crew. How significant an event is this for human space exploration, in your opinion?
You know, I think it's very exciting. This mission demonstrates that space can be accessible for the normal guy in the street, the ordinary people, as it is something that's never been done before. I think the event opens up a new era in space exploration.
Do you think normal citizens will one day have access to space travel, or do you think it'll always just be the billionaires and the rich people?
I think, if I can use air travel as an analogy, we know how that went over the last 100 years. I think ordinary citizens will eventually have access to space travel, just as air travel became commonplace. It is still quite expensive to launch a kilogram of mass into Earth orbit, but the cost is decreasing continuously, especially with innovations like SpaceX making their rockets first stages reusable. Private enterprise all over the world is working on lowering the cost of launch vehicles. Launching a human being into space is a little bit more complex because you have to support life. You have to keep that human alive, but eventually this cost will come down. It will still be several years, I think, before space travel becomes as ubiquitous as air travel.
But there's hope. Will you book a seat if you had the chance?
I like it very much here on Earth. If there's a free spare seat for a few orbits around the Earth, then I definitely won't say no.
Tell me, Roger, in your opinion, people will sometimes say space travel is a waste of money. What is your response to these kinds of statements?
I can understand why there are such opinions, but I would say that outlook is a little bit short-sighted. Firstly, you can't halt human progress. There are 7 billion people on the planet. Some people want to solve problems on the ground, some want to go out into space and do new things. Mankind has always seen the need to achieve new things that's never been done before. The other thing is, many problems on Earth were first solved in space. As I said earlier, space exploration is often a driver for innovation, and this often filters back down to terrestrial applications. It might not be immediately, it might take a few decades, but in the long run, space exploration and space science is good for humankind. So I would say it's certainly not a waste of money.
Francois Visser from AAC Space Africa, Technical Director. You guys are doing an amazing job, and we're so proud that South Africa is now also becoming a part, in a small way, the space race. And we wish you guys all the best for the future, and we hold thumbs that the crew of Inspiration 4 will come home safely.
Nico, thanks very much for speaking with me. It's been an immense pleasure. Thank you.
The Joyride with Nico, Nikki, Aaron, and JB. On the FM.